And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Damaged State of Mind. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
As a band all the way from Sweden, Tony, called Rotten Mind, and the track Damaged State of Mind, I've got a feeling that their mind's not where it should be. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rotten Mind.
Facebook.com/Rotten Mind UA. And I don't know what the UA means.
Rotten Mind UA. No idea.
Rotten Mind UA, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be Rotten Mind. Yeah. I don't know whether the UA sort of, they're Swedish. I might take a punt on the UA being an abbreviation of Uppsala.
Okay.
Who knows? Anyway, point is they're really good and you can find out more about them right there. That's the only track that we've got from them right now. I think they've come through by a lovely record too. We played a couple of tracks by artists on their label in recent weeks. And hello to everyone. I've got a joke for you, Tony. Oh, it's obviously Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 0.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to win this week.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say that right now. For various reasons, I have some additional material for you, Tony, in the shape of a joke.
Excellent.
I know, that's right. If you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, Timo. Now, as you know, Timo Schmidt gets in touch with us nearly every week now in some way or other, and he has done this week. I'll read out the email for him. The email was titled Joke, but you'll see why. He says, I've listened to hundreds of shows, but now that I'm about to send my first joke in, I forgot the appropriate subject. Open bracket, I did remember Poetry Corner. Close brackets. Here it is, anyway. I went to the zoo today, but the only animal they had was a dog. It was a shit zoo. Oh, nice. That's Timo. Yeah. It's a well-known joke. We do like it. But I've decided to read it out for the simple reason that it's someone who has English as a second language using a play on words in a joke.
Mm.
Thus genius.
Exactly.
I don't know how your German plays on words are. They're probably not that bad, actually, Joe.
No, terrible.
Mine, mine are pretty useless. So if you have a joke for us and you think you can do a better one than that, I think you can, then do get in touch, paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, comedy suburbs. But thank you, Timo, very much for sending that in. It's much appreciated. After we've done a succession of shows over an hour long, Tony, I am going to try and keep this one to under an hour.
Okay, excellent.
This week. So we're going to crack on with track two, if that's all right with you.
Fine.
Track two, a band called Avenue, now I'm calling them Avenue Z, but they probably are Avenue Z. I think they're French. And, now I might be wrong there. They're made up of the Magnetics and other garage bands and are an electronic side project, Tony.
Okay.
If I can be any more specific than that, I don't really know how. What do I know is, what is Avenue Z/Avenue Z's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Avenue Z?
No, Facebook.com/Avenue Z.Azimuth, because Azimuth is the name of the new album. So the Facebook page is all about the new album, basically. Paulie B and Inset 2, Tony, Neil, strap yourself in, mate. This one's fairly full on. Invasio X. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Avenue Z. I don't want to call them Avenue Z. I'm sure they are. They might be Avenues.
Could be.
Who knows? And a track called Invasio X. And do find out more about them. That's the second track we've played from them off what is, quite frankly, a really good... It's kind of an extended EP. I think there's about 8 tracks on it. Really, right, really good. Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
In that case, let's keep these doors wide open.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment or get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. Easy. Let us know what you liked, what you didn't like. Get in touch.
Yeah, we should have had a bit this week.
Yeah, we have had a little bit. So Anne Kay's been back in touch.
Hello, Anne Kay.
So she says, love Voodoo Rhythm. Always makes me smile. Thank you. The Come and Go track you played, Chateau of Pokupu.
You see, it's hard to say, isn't it? It's a really weird word.
Is, in fact, a free download, at least for now. Also, Panthers equals North Carolina. Is that a American football reference? I can't remember.
Yeah, and Kill Devil Hills is... Oh, I can't remember whether it's North Carolina or South Carolina now.
Right.
The band from there that we played last week.
Yeah.
So I'm still not sure whether I'm apologising or not, because I can't remember. But thank you, Anne, for the confirmation. She's from Carolina, isn't she?
No.
Yeah, she's from the Carolinas. I think she's from North Carolina.
Okay.
I might have got that wrong as well. She might be from South Carolina, in which case, bloody Southerners. Really sorry about that.
Let's call it,
as I like to call it, the Cockney Carolina.
The Cockney Carolina.
Yeah.
Very nice. Let's call it in touch.
Hello.
As you know, he says, hi, Paul. Doing a gig in Narberth, that I hear you say. Looking to move to Pembrokeshire myself, so we've got to hear what you think of it. But it would be too wild and rural for a city folk like you.
No, I absolutely love it. I love Narberth. We'll be talking about it later on.
Yeah. And Ken File.
Oh, hang on. Did I reply to him?
You did.
Right, okay.
Do you know what you said? Or do you want to leave? You said, I love it. Pembrokeshire is fantastic and the people are brilliant. You'll have a great time. I do every time I go.
Oh, right. So pretty much what I just said then.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Nez, go for it.
Yeah. Ken Farr's been in touch.
Hello, Ken.
He says, thank you very much for rooting for the Broncos, Paul. Spirits are high here in Colorado. February 9th episode was one of the best. Not a song played wrong. And fair point on we Yanks claiming world champion status of our local teams beating each other. We do the same thing with the World Series. You and Tony are the world champions of making Punky Radio. This is true.
We are indeed. We're the world champion of making Punky Radio.
Yeah.
And it's been a long old haul this week. Taking me absolutely ages.
Peaks and troughs.
I've spent hours putting the show together this week. Hours.
Good. Well, as long as we don't have any mild quirkiness, then it should be quite quick for me to edit it.
Sorry, Tony, did you just say mild quirkiness?
Yeah, as long as we don't have any mild quirkiness, then it should fly by. That's it for Facebook, though.
In that case, then, let's shut those fucking doors.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I will never tire of that. And now I've got the eggs and things like that. I will try not to swear more than I have to, but it's a...
That's fine.
Right. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it out to you. Now, there's quite a bit to read out here. I might not read it all out now. I'll see if I can paraphrase. I don't think I can. There's a new compilation out, Tony, by Cherry Red Records.
Right.
And here goes. Another Splash of Colour is the first compilation to document the psychedelic revival which hit the British music scene in the first half of the 80s. It's a 3D set and expands upon an original Various Artists LP called A Splash of Colour, issued by WEA at the start of 1982, and includes many of the new psych scene's major players, Mood 6, High Tide, Miles Over Matter, The Barracudas and The Times. All the musical tracks from this landmark album now appear on CD for the very first time. Another Splash of Colour transforms the LP into a 64-track compendium spanning the years 1980 to 85, from the roots of the psychedelic revival in post-punk and the mod revival, through to the much-publicised London scene based around club nights like The Groovy Cellar, and onto its second revival of sorts in 84-85, with the early releases on Creation Records and the popularity of the Alice in Wonderland Club. Now, I will read the rest of it afterwards. Alice in Wonderland Club, that was run by Clive Jackson, who is the lead singer of Doctor and the Medics, who I know, who you might have spoken to on the radio, maybe, I don't know.
Well, you definitely spoke to him on P&D. I can't remember if I did. Well, yeah, right. I remember a couple of times you spoke to him.
And his band Doctor and the Medics do feature, they have a track on this, which is a previously unreleased track, but we're not playing it, and I will explain why. There's over 50 songs on it, and I went through the whole lot this afternoon. It took me absolutely ages, but I really, really enjoyed it. It's a fantastic compilation, Tone. It's just fun. But it's got some interesting things about it. And the four tracks that I've picked out to play this week, they kind of give away my punk sensibilities, Tony.
Okay.
First up, we've got two songs. One by Charlie Harper, who was the lead singer of UK Subs.
Okay.
And then the second one that you hear in a bit is by what I thought was a band called Knox, but is in fact Knox from the Vibrators.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, thus showing that the punks were, obviously, the punks were taking influences from stuff that happened before, and stuff that happened before was the psychedelic scene, so they were bound to get in on it somehow. But the thing is that the track listing that you get sent through doesn't have the name of the bands on. So I just picked the four and I've managed to pick four bands that all have punk rock roots and connections to this show. How about that?
Excellent.
Very interesting indeed, I think. You might not be so keen. So listen out for Knox, and I'll talk about that track a little bit afterwards as well. But first up, this is Charlie Harper. And rather than try and find a website for the solo artists, what I've done is get the websites for the bands they're most recognised for, all right?
Okay.
So what is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 2, and this is Night of the Jackal.
You are a gigolo, aren't you? The gigolo aren't.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Gigolo Aunt by the, at the time, solo artist Knox, who was, of course, the lead singer of The Vibrators, and who I had a very funny short conversation with. Now, where was that? Was that at the mill?
Don't know. I don't think I was with you, and if it was.
Yeah, it might have been, but it was really, really funny. I was, The Vibrators were the main band on, but I was interviewing the support act. And as I walked, and as I finished the interview with them, he wondered what was going on, and very nicely and very politely walked up and said, "Hi, I'm Knox." I went, "Hello, I'm Paul." And then he just walked off again, and I went, "Who's that?" They went, "Lead singer of The Vibrators." I went, "Oh, bollocks." But that song that you just said, Gigolo Aunt, was a Syd Barrett cover. But when I heard it, I thought, this sounds just like a song the Damned did on their Anything album called Gigolo, which quite clearly was just an updated version of this.
Right, okay.
Thus again, the punk sensibilities, my friend, and we'll talk about the Damned later on in the show. But if you go to the Damned website now, it describes them as psychedelic punk. It all fits in, my friend.
Excellent.
It all fits in. What is the Vibrators website?
TheVibrators.com.
It is. It's Tony too poorly being internet too. Maybe I was wrong, Tony. Maybe you will do well this week after all. Anyway, I really like that song, and do find out more about the Vibrators by visiting the website. And also worth checking out the Damned song Gigolo as a kind of slightly upbeat, updated version of that. And that's pretty upbeat itself, so you get the idea. It proper rocks out.
Mm.
Tony, did you do anything last week?
I had my birthday.
You had your birthday. How excited.
Yes.
And the thing is, I don't know how old you are, so don't tell me.
Okay.
You fall into the category of a certain sort of girl who is always the same age from when I first met them. So in my head, you are forever in your early 30s.
Excellent. Yes, that's right.
So let's leave it there, shall we?
Let's do that.
All right. So what did you do for your birthday?
I treated myself the day off. As I usually do, but unfortunately Steph wasn't very well.
Oh dear.
So I ended up being able to entertain myself and took myself to the cinema.
Oh,
yeah, I went to the Showcase. And
what did you go and see?
I went to see Deadpool.
Did you see it in 3D? Did you spend 55 quid on tickets? Were you disappointed? Do you never want to go again?
Did I ask? I didn't see it in 3D. I do think it is in 3D actually, that one. But no, I avoid like the plague. Right. Last film I saw in 3D I think was Thor.
Right.
And it was the whole film's dark. They just couldn't see anything.
Right. So anyway, so what did you see? Deadpool.
Deadpool.
And what was it like?
Great.
Oh, brilliant.
Really good. I think you'd love it.
Right.
I think it's down your street.
Excellent.
Yeah, very funny.
And that's what you call a movie review, is it?
I could do a proper movie in the last section, unless you want to do it now.
Oh, no, that's fine. If you've got something planned, Tony.
No, not at all.
Keep me on my toes.
What else
did you do last week? Anything?
No, that was it pretty much.
Right.
What did you go to?
Oh, God, I drove so far. I drove to Narberth in southwest Wales last Thursday, as discussed in the Facebook section, when we kicked the doors wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And Frankie Boyle. And it took me nearly 5 hours to get there. Absolute mare. Got there, had a brilliant gig that didn't start that well, but then got very funny when I asked the audience if anybody was celebrating anything, and two people said yes. The woman said, "Yeah, it's my birthday." I said, "What's your name?" She went, "Fionn," and I said, "Is that Welsh for Fiona?" And she said yes. And then anyone else? And this woman over the other side started screaming. I said, "What's your name?" She went, "Neris." I went, "Oh really, is that Welsh for Dave?" Right, and burst out laughing so hard that I spat my teeth out right on the face, which meant everyone else absolutely pissed themselves laughing. I very hurriedly picked said teeth up, put them back in my mouth without caring what they landed on or anything, and realised that I'd left them on a piece of Narberth carpet that had been unwashed in months.
Lovely.
So anyway, I decided to wash away any possible germs with a pint of Guinness.
Excellent.
Worked out perfectly. No mouth cooties. And also, a new word of the week, Narberth carpet. For a Welsh lady's downstairs area, which we were talking about for the rest of the night as well. The next day, I drove to where I used to live in Letchworth via everywhere. And right. I stopped in at Swansea to drop off someone's printer. Then I went to Penarth to see my friend Ignacio Lopez and have a cup of coffee with him. Then I drove to a boat that is moored between Bath and Bristol, where I dropped off Ian Cognito's guitar and went to Awake with a load of Irish people. Had one pint of Guinness, got back in the car, got lost on the rural area, and then when I did finally get onto the M4, it was shut between junctions 11 and 10, massive diversion, and it took me 4 hours to get back. So the round trip, or that day, by the time I got back to Letchworth, I'd been in and out of the car for 10 and a half hours.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
I was there for one night, then I drove back to Burton Latimer, where my mate Steve runs a pub, stayed there for a pint, then drove back to mine, had a quiet, I say a quiet night, and I didn't get back till late and was very, very quiet. Then the next day, I drove to West Lancs to see some friends, and at West Lancs, Tony gives me the willies.
Does it?
It does, yeah. It's too flat when you go through hills to get there, and all the streets are too wide.
Okay.
And it gives me the willies. But right. I did have a fantastic time. So thanks to my friends in the West Lancs area. And then drove back yesterday. So I did about 800 miles, I think.
That's not fun, is it?
Really not.
No.
But there was fun along the way.
Good.
It's the important thing. And that's what I did last week. Ha! Right. Time for something from the vaults, Tony. even though we've had two tracks that are very old, we've got one just played. We've got one that's genuinely from, in fact, they are, they're 30 years old. One now that we played, I think we first played in 2013 from a Squid Hat punk rock sampler, a band called Peccadillos, Tony. Now, you do like girl-fronted punk rock, don't you?
I do, yes, I do.
And you might remember this band, you might not, but absolutely brilliant. On the, they were on the same compilation the Dirty Panties were on.
Okay.
And Pet Tigers, who are both also girl-fronted. What is Peccadillos' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Peccadillos.
No, facebook.com/Peccadillos-394372461634. Why is that, Tony?
Yes, set default. You're a lover.
It's a default. You are now. I really want to go back to Las Vegas, if nothing else, just to go and see a load of the bands we play on the show. I love them. Here we go, Tone. Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 2, Psych Hill. Looking for a cause. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've just put my hand under my arm.
Right.
Into my armpit because I thought it was a bit sweaty. And I wiped it and then I smelt it. And I think we can safely say I need a bath. Have I said that, that you're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now?
No.
Doing an excellent job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's fine.
Have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
Right, so it is kind of time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
But where is it?
Somewhere else. Yes, as I was going to say last week, the 12th Bar is no longer open. It's seeking new venues. I think it wants to move from North London by the sounds of it, but I'll keep my eye out.
Well, I was bang smack in the middle before.
Yeah. So Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
He says, in the absence of the 12th Bar, I thought you might like to substitute with the Green Door store in Brighton.
Why not?
Which is not totally a punk venue, has a good mixture of material. So I did check the website out. There's a couple of things on this week. Now this is, they're located directly beneath Brighton Railway Station.
Right, okay.
So it's called the Green Door store. Two gigs. Well, it's a kind of a Friday gig and a weekend gig. So Friday night, the 19th.
Ah, so I am no longer guessing the prices.
You can have a press. Do you guess if you want? Do you want to guess?
I could, yeah. Right.
Friday night, We Never Learned to Live, In Technicolor and Wildcat Strike. Nah, I don't know if that is emo. I don't know. But how much do you think on a Friday evening?
Why did you think it might be emo? I like the sound of Wildcat Strike.
We Never Learned to Live.
Oh god, yeah.
And then my dad, never gonna live.
You get out to run down, kid and blood. Kid and blood.
Yeah, kid and blood.
Well, let's hope they're not.
No, exactly. How much do you think? Yeah.
Fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, get in.
Yeah. And then it's a weekend gig. It's an all weekender, Saturday and Sunday. Terminal Cheesecake, Sex Swing, Slum of Legs, Working Man Noise Unit. Hawk, previously Cunt, but with a K, it's not rude. Fish Police, Wharves, Lois Slaughter, Angie Chung, Sweet Williams, and many more.
Is that emo?
I wish there was an emo band called Lois Slaughter. Yeah, it's an all-dayer. I think it starts at 1 o'clock both days, so it's quite a lot of bands. How much do you think?
Oh, Christ.
All weekend.
£15.
It is 15 quid.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Excellent. 515, other side of the road and down the road from the Beast, but I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Excellent.
Brilliant. And so, right now, if you have a venue that you'd like us to promote anywhere in the world, make sure you get in touch with Tony. What's the address, Tony?
Tony@punkyradio.com. Take your email, International Gig Guide.
Excellent. And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. The Green Door
Store. That could be different each week.
Could be.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you very much, Sussex Saint, for that.
Yes.
I'm going to read out some more about this Cherry Red compilation now, Tony.
Okay.
And first of all, thank you very much to Matt at Cherry Red Records for providing me with an electronic press pack of all of this so I could go through it this afternoon. Really, really enjoyed it. And recommend, it'd probably be quite pricey, but recommend that you do get it. If you can, if you're interested in what you hear on this show this week, then you're going to like the rest of it. And it's really good because it's a real mixture of, it's a real piece of the 80s in that there's a lot of retro stuff in there, but then a lot of the psychedelic stuff that they're harking back to, they're then using electronic bits and post-punk bits with as well. But also some kind of post-punk choppiness and quite a few of jingly jangly indie guitars that were very popular at the time as well. But it's catchy as hell, Tone.
Excellent.
It's as catchy as hell. I'm going to read out a bit more about it now. So all the key artists are included on the compilation. From Nick Nicely to the Liverpool contingent, open brackets, Icicle Works, Julian Cope. There's a Julian Cope track on there. It's really good, actually.
Wow.
To the Soft Boys, who've got a great track on there. And solo, Robin Hitchcock, Kimberly Reed, the Wham Camp, TV personalities, The Times, Direct Hits, Marble Staircase, Le Mat. Early Creation Records tunes, The Revolving, Paint Dream, The Jasmine Minx, Biff Bang Pow, and The Psych Scenes, Eventual Chart Toppers, Dot and the Medics. Which again on here is has a previously unreleased track that in normal circumstances I would have played, but I wanted to play these other two songs that we're about to.
Right, okay.
Any of the mod revival bands who evolved into psychedelia are represented: Purple Heart, Squire, the Jet Set, the Heartbreaks, the Onlookers, and the Vandells. Rather like the Swindells, maybe.
Mm.
Another splash of colour even boasts a bona fide hit single in Scarlet Party's Birdsy favourite, 101 Damnations, which again we're not playing this week. Punk new wave artists also turn their hands to making Sight Records, which we've already spoken about. UK subs Charlie Harper, The Damned, under the guise of Naz Nomad and the Nightmares, and also Captain Sensible Solo, and Elvis Costello's backing band The Attractions. Another splash of colour follows other acclaimed Cherry Red genre box sets, which have attracted enthusiastic reviews and healthy sales. They are Looking Back, Keep Looking, Dust on the Nettles, Scared to Get Happy, which we featured on here, C86, which we featured on here as well, I think, Millions Like Us, Love Poetry Revolution, etc. I think we featured C86, did we?
Rings a bell, you know.
Yeah, I think we featured Scared to Get Happy and C86. I have to check now. Anyway, here goes. The deluxe clamshell package includes a weighty booklet with a 9,000-word sleeve notes by ex-Enemy journalist and author Neil Taylor, as well as boasting many rarities new to CD, open brackets, The Third Eye, Firmament and the Elements, Pink Umbrellas, Magic Mushroom Band, etc. Some tracks are previously unissued, and that, mate, is the entire press release with extra bits from me.
Blimey.
I know. What a lot of talking.
Isn't it?
And now we're going to play two songs in a row to make up for it.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Captain Sensible, Tony. Who, you know, again, I didn't know who any of these bands were, and then I picked that and went, oh, of course it's Captain Sensible from The Damned, the psychedelic punk band, and I picked that because it's the catchiest one for me and all that. We'll talk about that song a little bit after we've heard it. First up, Naz Nomad and the Nightmares, which was a side project for Dave Vanian. I think Roman Jug might have been in there as well, who was also in The Damned. And the cover version that Doctor and the Medics also covered.
Okay.
It's all tying in, Tony. It's all tying in.
Excellent.
So because there's no point looking for much about Naz Nomad and the Nightmares, really, what is The Damned's website?
TheDamned.net?
OfficialDamned.com. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 2. Stay tuned for Captain Sensible, but right now, Naz Nomad and the Nightmares, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
Too much to dream last night. Too much to dream.
Santacist.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week.
That's okay.
I bet Marv likes a bit of psychedelia.
I bet he does.
He does. He's no stranger to a mushroom, is he? That was Captain Sensible and the very catchy titles The Four Marys Go-Go Dance All Night at the Groovy Cellar. But it wasn't all of it. The song's over 6 minutes long. Right. So we cut that on a handy instrumental break, and then if you want to hear the rest of it, you'll have to buy the compilation.
There you go.
Makes sense. Now, I've done something a little bit different here, Tony. I had a look around at the things you can do to get in touch with and keep in touch with Captain Sensible, and I reckon the best way to do it is to go to his Twitter page. What's his Twitter handle?
Is he at Captain Sensible?
No, it's twitter.com. I'm doing it twitter.com, but at Sensible Captain.
Ah,
there was probably already a Captain Sensible there, but there you go. So it's probably Internet 5, Tony 2. And that song, that's got everything in it. I mean, it's a bit of psychedelia, a bit of rock, a bit of Motown. It's catchy. It's got that pub rock thing going on with it. It's just got all sorts of things.
Excellent.
And I've never heard it before. Well done, Captain Sensible. And we, of course, did have some dealings with Captain Sensible a few years ago. When Punky Radio backed to the Blah Party.
He was in the politics, wasn't he?
Yeah, which Captain Sensible set up to rail against the politicians of the day, and how right he was, because nothing's changed. They're all still as bad as they were then.
Oh, so, shocking.
Hello to Captain Sensible, who also famously told my ex-wife to put her fag out. And she walked out in a huff.
You don't mess with the captain.
You don't mess with my ex-wife, really.
This is true.
He was really... He was taking his life into his hands there. Are you doing anything this week?
No. I might be discussing sage migration, but apart from that...
Really? I didn't know the herbs were leaving.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to get rid of the sage. That's just work stuff. What are you up to?
Oh, I might be doing a bit of... Well, I might be talking about the problem with... parsley immigration. I'm not sure yet.
You've got to get rid of the parsley. They come out of the way stealing our herbs. It's ridiculous.
They come over here. Stealing our time. I'm not doing anything either. No, after last week, I'm having a quiet week. I might have a bath.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In your luxurious bathroom.
My massive bath, yeah. Actually, I went to two different houses in West Lancs, and one of them had the same bath as me.
Oh.
And the girl that I was staying with, Debs, and hello, Debs, is only 5 foot tall. So there's room for about nine of her in there.
Brilliant.
Quite unbelievable. I did offer to share one with her, but she turned it down.
Oh.
Some people.
Oh, yes, but you can't pee there one, can you?
No, you really can't. So you're not doing anything, I'm not doing anything. We might as well just play another song.
Okay.
If anyone else is doing anything this week, why not get in touch with us? Let us know. We've got nothing planned. If you do know of a band that are worth seeing in the Nottingham area, I could be tempted into that on Friday or Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right. Then we're going to play now, Tony. We are now leaving the psychedelic early 80s behind and coming right up to the present day.
Okay.
The band called White Ape, whose latest latest EP, we played one track off a couple of weeks ago. We're now going to play the lead track off it, which Tom Robinson has been playing on his Six Music show.
Okay.
I'm sick of people showing off about, oh yeah, anyway, this song has been picked up by Tom Robinson of Six Music. No. They should be showing off about us.
Damn right.
We're the world champions of making punky radio. Will that never be recognised? Anyway, hello to White Ape, who are a London not-at-all garage band.
Right.
And I really like them, and we've played them quite a bit over the last few years. Really pleased to play this latest song that Tom Robinson got to first, but only because he couldn't play the track we played. I imagine. Because the track we played was Fucking a Pig's Head, wasn't it?
Like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Get that on Six Music, I'll take you seriously. Wankers. Right, what's White Ape's website?
Whiteape.co.uk.
Whiteapeband.com. Pull up the internet. Six, Tony, two. I had a feeling it'd be a thrashing this week. This is Barabbas.
Now you're Barabbas. Don't hear anyone, so now you fucking don't. Oh, we gotta get some, now you fucking won't. Fucking dope.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should find out how they're doing. They're friends of the show, the Dust of Phonics. Ivan, hello to you, my friend. That was White Ape and a track called Barabbas, which could also be pronounced Bar Abbas.
Mm, true.
Yeah, which would suggest they didn't like the Swedish 70s disco divas and wanted to ban them along with the sage. And the parsley. I'm a pathetic man. Tony, you've got a twat.
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, go on, have a go at a few people, will you?
Yeah, we're all your twats. It's not going well for my renewed year of twatted, so maybe we'll start from the Chinese New Year. We're still late for that. I need a twat. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason. It is that simple. Could be anyone. Could be someone famous. Could be someone you know. It could be many things. Just email me. Email your twats. Thank you very much.
I've got a twat. What's that? I don't know whether you've seen about this leopard in India that escaped into a school. Did you see about this?
I've heard something. Fantastic. They couldn't track it. Yeah.
This leopard escaped into a school and it took a load of men 8 hours to get it under control. It was avoiding nets and all sorts, and every time one got near it, it'd attack him a bit, but it wasn't that big to do him any real harm, so like one of them hurt his arm. I don't know why three or four of them didn't just jump on it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Anyway, they managed to secure it, job done, game over. There's 14,000 leopards in India, and they're shy animals that normally stay away from people, but the population explosion has led to people encroaching on the leopard's territory, and it can lead to the leopard stumbling into the territory of the human, and then all hell breaks loose because 50,000 humans clearly can't take on a cat. Right, so anyway, they catch the leopard, they keep the leopard, and then it escaped again. I can't believe they let the leopard go twice. The leopard has now escaped into a, I don't know whether it's a nature reserve or a park, but it's back into its own habitat anyway. So let's hope it just gets on in there. And well done, the leopard, for escaping twice. So I would like to... What are the words for it?
Nominate.
I'd like to nominate an entire Indian village for not being able to keep hold of a cat and the cat then escaping. So if that's all right with you, Tom?
That's fine.
Right. So if you wouldn't mind...
So, the entire Indian village, for not being able to catch one little cat,
is a twat. Yeah, and quite right too. So, it's a bit of an ad hoc one, but I saw the news, I think it was yesterday or...
I think it was yesterday, yeah.
That it had escaped again. I thought, oh, for goodness sake. Pathetic. Right. Now, what was the other thing you're going to do in this bit then?
Movie review.
Oh, does that mean that we get the tune?
We do.
Brilliant. So, it's time for...
Tony's movie review. Hey. I wonder what's Deadpool, as mentioned. So Deadpool, he is kind of an X-Men character, but he's more X-rated X-Men.
But is he a kind of an X-Men character, or is he an X-Men character?
I think he first appeared in X-Men, and he's generally is, but he's mostly got his own character, and he's unique in that he's the only comic book character to know he's in a comic book.
Right.
So there's a lot of talking to the audience.
Oh, good Lord. So straight away, it's just messing with your mind.
It really messes with your mind, yeah. So the film's the same. He talks a lot to the audience. He knows he's played by Ryan Reynolds. He was originally in the Wolverine film, the Wolverine Origins, and it was terrible.
Right.
So... it's all very tongue-in-cheek, but it's also very bloody. It's got lots of violence in it. It's very funny. Lots of cock jokes.
And so it's on your teenage level, is it, Tony?
It's my 15-year-old teenage boy loved it. like essentially what I am.
I didn't know you got one, Tony, and it's a little bit worrying.
Yeah, it's inside, you know.
That's not
making
it any better. I don't like the idea that you've got a 15-year-old teenage boy inside you.
No.
But hey.
Hey. But no, yeah. Really good. It is excellent film. Would highly recommend it. It isn't very serious, but it is a bit puerile.
Right.
If you want something a bit serious, then no, it's not. But it's a superhero film. It's funny. And I do go watch it.
Tony, is there anything in it for women? Because what you've described so far is just a complete bloke film.
You see Ryan Reynolds' cock.
Good Lord.
Mm.
Tony.
Yes.
Is there anything in it for men?
You see Marie, whatever her name is, the bird from Firefly, she gets her boobies out. And it's just very
excellent,
funny.
Tony. And like, I thought I was the misogynist on this show. But if the bird from Firefly is getting her boobies out, you actually have regressed, haven't you? You are 15. I might have to go and see it tonight now.
It's great.
Right. Well, anyway. Yeah. So how many spiny Normans would you be giving it?
Oh, four.
Four. Excellent. And the reason I say that is that I forgot to say that John from TTN wished me a happy birthday of sorts on my birthday. Did he wish you one?
Oh, I don't think he did, actually.
I won, ha ha. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt, John.
They are back. I have tried to listen to a few songs, two shows.
If you've never listened to Total Talk Nonsense before, give them a go.
Do.
Yeah. As long as you've got a spare 9 days.
It's, yeah. They're quite prevalent now, but they're very long shows.
Right.
They could do with being encoded a little bit smaller, John, if you're listening. He's not listening. It's all fine.
Right.
But yeah, it is a good show. They're very good.
He'll be listening if we say, oi, you get a bit of a discussion about you this week. He'll listen.
Checking.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so, hello, John Scott. And I really wish you'd taken my advice several years ago when I said if you could get this down to about an hour, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a great show. It's a great way to pass, honestly, to pass the afternoon sometimes.
3 hours, I think, at minimum, yeah.
But it's fun. Is it still in three bits? Or does it all?
It's one bit, but it's just one long 2-3 hour show now.
Right, okay. But it is great. They come up with a lot of really, really good stuff. They are worth listening to.
They're brilliant. I think they're great. They've got very good voices, I think, as well.
They have. They've got great radio voices.
And John is a great producer. Producer of the year.
He is producer of the year. He was once.
Yeah.
Police officer, no give me producer. Police officer, give me no producer. Last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't stop. Just
this is fine.
Throwing in a bit of smiley culture there. Last track this week, Tony, is totally gnarly.
Oh.
It is, yeah. It's a band called Totally Gnarly. And guess what the track's called, Tony?
Is that?
Tiger Trap. It's the tie-in with the leopard situation.
Oh, excellent.
I've gone big cat crazy. And Totally Gnarly are from Albany, New York, and they're hardcore punk. And I've been to Albany, New York, but only overnight in the dark on the way to Niagara Falls from New York when, as a family, we drove there for some reason in 1983.
Oh, blimey.
Brings us back into 1983, which at the time, all this great, crazy psychedelic revival was going on in the early 80s, and all these bands, many of whom we'd get to know in the future, were recording great material.
Mm.
Everything ties in, Tony,
doesn't it? Just.
And thank you very much to Totally Gnarly for getting in touch, because they sent me an email saying, hi Paul, it's Totally Gnarly here, we'd really like you to play us on your show, and I had a listen, I really want to play it. Tony, what is Totally Gnarly's Facebook page?
facebook.com/totallygnarly.
facebook.com/totallygnarlyband. Paulie being inset 7, Tony 2. Gnarly, G-N-A-R-L-Y, in case you didn't know. Totally Gnarly Band. And this is Tiger Trap.
Don't you smell the murder? Keep them trapped in a tower of rain. Like mine.
Well, that was totally gnarly, Tony.
Excellent.
And if you're wondering what the track is underneath us that we're playing last now, if you're a first-time listener, I can tell you it's a track called Bunch of Can'ts by the great band The Scourge, S-C-U-R-G-E. Every once in a while, people get in touch asking what the song is. It is available on iTunes.
It is.
Yes. So I think if you go to iTunes and type in The Scourge, you will find it.
Yeah.
Bunch of Can'ts. Perhaps you could just... let people or indeed thank the online show stations that carry the show.
Yes, so we are on Podunk Radio, which you can find podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, you can find Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them tbfmonline.co.uk.
Beautifully read out. That's about it. Hope you have a good week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Bunch of Can'ts.